Welcome to the Hateful Hitman Podcast. Brought to you by Hitman Fantasy Productions. Premier football coverage from college to NFL to fantasy and everything in between. And now, from the Hitman's Hideout, here's your host, Chris Strasbaugh.
Made it. The fantasy playoffs are here. Welcome into the Hateful Hitman Podcast, Wednesday night, December 9th, on the cusp of week 14, and in most leagues, that starts your fantasy playoffs. Welcome to the playoffs if you made it in. If not, that stinks. It's a crazy year. Can't blame yourself. We're going to blame COVID. We're going to blame outside interference for the reason of not getting into the playoffs this year. Blame it on that. Because that's what I'm going to do. In the one league I didn't make the playoffs in. 11 leagues, made it in 10. College to Canton was a complete nightmare for me this year. Started out 3-0, and then I only won two games the rest of the way. What's funny is I won my last game, and I was one game out of the playoffs, and now Christian McCaffrey's coming back this week. Now, he's been missing most of the year. Would he have kept me in playoff contention? I'd like to think so. Next year will be a completely different roster, though. We have players coming in, you know, from our college fantasy. I'm marking this one up as a learning experience, and we're going to move forward into College to Canton. Everywhere else, I'm firing up playoffs. Okay, we got one player on my list. I'm talking about David Montgomery. Okay, he's been coming on strong. I've had mixed emotions about him. I was super pumped about him coming out of Iowa State. I thought he was going to be really good. He had a decent rookie year. He's coming on strong here, and his playoff run, his fantasy playoff run, is very nice. He keeps growing in this offense. He's making cuts now. He's making guys miss as opposed to just trying to run them over. David Montgomery would be my one go-to guy that I feel pretty confident of. And what stinks is I've traded him in a couple of leagues, thinking, well, I'm going to try to get some what I can for him before the bottom falls out. And it seems like now the people I've traded him to may have won out, you know, in that trade. I do have one or two shares of him left. Firing him up this week. I think the production continues. Love David Montgomery. He is my go-to guy. If you have him in any league, get him in your lineup. Darren Waller. Oh, Darren Waller. I'm going to tell you a story about Darren Waller right now. Fuzzy's Fantasy League. 10-team league. Okay, it's a league that I've been so close in ever since I've been in this league. In the last 3 or 4 years, I've been in the top two or three. I just can't get over the hump and win the championship. I was the number one seed last year. I'm the number two seed this year. So I'm going into last week, and the winner of the game between myself and Kane Harder, big supporter of the show, does the voiceovers. You've heard all about him. It was him and I. The winner pretty much locked up the division championship. I'm looking at my roster, and I'm like, I don't like anything I have on it. I'm going to go see who's on a free agent market. In this league, you have one flex spot. There's no tight end slot, but you can put a tight end in the flex. So I'm going through running backs, don't like anybody. Going through wide receivers, don't like anybody. I'm like, well, let me see who's out there at the tight end market. Darren Waller's at the top of the list available in free agency. He cleared waivers, too. I picked him up Sunday morning and played him, and it paid off for me. Sometimes it is better to be lucky than good. It worked out for me. His game, 200 yards, boosted me up. I was able to win the game and get the number two seed. Playoff starting this week in that league. Don't like my chances. The number one seed returning champ. She's a defending champ. She's 11-1 on the year. Just got a tremendous team. She's got Russ, Devontae Adams. I mean, her team is good top to bottom. So if I'm fortunate enough to make it into the championship, we'll see how it goes. Long way to go yet, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But Darren Waller saved my week. And I'm sure if you played Darren Waller in any of your leagues, he helped you out tremendously as well. The other guy who I'm telling you right now, I was super pumped about, and I was kind of off of a little bit. He's pushing here to late in the season. Could be a fantasy gem for the fantasy playoffs, and that's my dude from FSU, Cam Akers. It would seem that he has grabbed the mantle and the torch has been passed, and he could be the guy. They're still going to run other guys out there, but he's getting more involved in the offense, and he looks to be the best running back there. Take away a big run last week by Darrell Henderson, who very clearly is not as fast as Cam Akers. He's got a little bit more experience, but Cam Akers is the future of this team, and he may just be a fantasy gold mine for you in your playoffs. If you have deep starting leagues where you have deep flexes, throw Cam Akers in one of your spots. He seems to be on their way up. Now, he was on the injury report. He was held out of practice one day. Looks to be full go. Not on the injury report today. Should be a good go for you. So there's three guys right there that I love going forward if you have them. Another sleeper guy that you may have overlooked, that's Logan Thomas, tight end for the Washington football team. And they just lost Antonio Gibson. That is a straight bummer. Logan Thomas has his game and his stats have improved every week since Alex Smith took over at the quarterback position. He's more comfortable. He gets targeted a lot, and that's what you want. You want targets and opportunity, and it's there for you in the tight end form. And I'm looking on leagues where I've had him recently in this year, and I cut him and needing other players at other other times. I went back into those leagues. He's still available. I put waivers in for him. He's a guy that if you have a tight end spot, feel comfortable in playing him at tight end in a league in an NFL where tight ends are not really all that great. He could be one that's going to produce for you week in and week out because Alex Smith has been targeting him very, very rapidly. I'm going to do a league rant here on the Hitman Podcast tonight. And this may be where the hateful part of my podcast comes out. I'm not a hateful guy. I'm not a spiteful guy. I'm a very humble guy. The name is just—it's just a name. It doesn't say who I am. But this may just bring out the hateful part. Okay, I'm in a league. I'm not naming names. I'm not naming format or anything. Okay, but it's a league on Yahoo, and this absolutely just rubbed me the wrong way. To the point where I'm probably not returning into this league next year. Six-team league, okay, the commissioner goes on the message board and says, I'm thinking about changing the schedule for the last week of the playoffs and making the top two teams play each other and then the 3-4 teams in the league play each other, all four teams going into the playoffs starting in week 15. This is only four teams go to the playoffs, so we got one more week of the regular season. He wants to change the schedule. And I'm going to be frank, pardon my language, I put on a message board, hell no. And then there was a pause for several hours, and then it said, you know, or some name calling me, you know, a bad word. And I'm like, it's not about being that. It's about protecting the integrity of your league. I said, this is Bush League. I said, you don't change the schedule 1 week before the playoffs just because you're bored or you have something to do or you have something to prove or whatever. Totally. then the conversation switches to the only reason that my team has been so successful is because of the conference that I'm in, or the division, I mean, the division that I'm in, and the level of talent that I've played. I called BS on that as well. I said, well, for one, you put me in that conference. You put me in that division, excuse me. I can't help it they didn't draft well, and I did. I can't help it that, you know, that team, everybody else in the league, you know, didn't draft as well as me. And quite frankly, the guy who was in second place in that league beat me 2 out of 3 times this year. So it wasn't the league. I'm number one in the league. I'm number one in scoring. So it really didn't matter what the schedule was. I was beating everybody in that league. I'm not sure why this guy decided to pick on me today, but it rubbed me the wrong way. I told him to back the F off of me. I said, I don't know what your problem is, but you need to back up off of me. He goes on to say, I'm scared and da-da-da-da-da, trying to get a rise out of me, which is fine. I said, you do what you want. It's your league. You change your schedule, do whatever. That's not cool. You're messing with the integrity of the league. Yeah, that's the way it's going to be. Probably won't be back next year if you're going to pull this crap. You don't do that. Long story short, you don't do that. And yeah, I was legitimately aggravated. I mean, you don't mess with the schedule. Now, that's something that needed to be discussed and told ahead of time. You know, well, I think once it gets down to it, we're going to change the schedule, and the last week of the season, the top two teams and the other two teams going into the playoffs will play each other before going into the playoffs, which is dumb anyway, but whatever. You let people know that ahead of time. You don't change stuff right before the playoffs start. Aggravated me to death. Tried to get a rise out of me, and it didn't get a rise out of me, but it made me realize that not everybody is as, I'm going to try to say this as professionally as I can, but as inept to run a league as others. And I guess I've gotten spoiled, you know, running in the circle that I run in the fantasy world that I run in with all the guys that, you know, encompass, you know, my fantasy landscape. I've been pretty fortunate to run with guys that all respect, you know, each other, respect the league, and want what's best, you know, for the league. And, you know, there's others out there that that don't do that. And, you know, I've been in leagues where, you know, they say, well, I'm thinking about adding another playoff spot. You know, that's bull crap. You don't add another playoff spot. You do that before the season starts. That's why we have off season. That's why we have, you know, all these podcasts and these, you know, analysis and all these hot stove fantasy leagues that we have, you know, throughout the course of the off season, throughout the winter and the spring and into the early part of the summer. Just to get all this stuff ironed out ahead of time. And I'm going off on this because I want you guys to understand that this, you know, the sincerity of this is wrong. And if you listen to this podcast, he knows who I'm talking about, and I don't care. Because it's wrong, and he needs to know it's wrong. He needs to be called out and told it's wrong. So, you know, you protect the integrity of your league from day one until the championship. Okay, because let's just forecast for a moment that let's say that he was to put it in play and move that schedule, change the schedule where one plays two, three plays four. It literally means nothing. It means nothing. The winner of the league doesn't get anything extra. Okay, there's no money or payout or prize or anything for being top in the league. Okay, he's one game behind me in the championship in the standings. I really think he just wanted to have the tie, have the lead, or whatever, because his team's good. Don't get me wrong, his team is very good. Okay, he's second. He's the second best team in the league, and I think he's having a problem with that. And I'm not an arrogant person. I'm a very humble person. But if you're going to come at me and call me names and call me this and that, then you're going to fire up my bad side. And I ain't gonna have it. And this is my platform. This is my podcast. I'm going to put it out there. I'm not naming names. I'm not naming the league or anything. But it's bullcrap. And if you're in leagues like that, get out or have it dealt with. Because he just laid it. It could change the whole complexity of the league. As far as now, okay, now it's like, what if I go on and win the championship? Okay, well, if we'd have played this week, you know, things could have been different, whatever. But now, you know, if he goes on to win the championship, I'm going to have to hear about it. Which is fine. I'm okay with hearing about it. But I'm not okay with the league integrity not being up to par. And this is a commissioner of the league. Never thought that I'd have an issue. You listen to all these podcasts and you hear all these commissioner issues. I listen to the Fantasy Football Today podcast, and they have the Fantasy Police. And they, you know, they field questions and concerns that people have in these leagues. And I've never had a problem. You know, there's questions of, you know, this person played this person, and this person traded this person, and, you know, I never thought that I would be part of something that was like that. And it kind of caught me by surprise. And I'm not mad, but I'm a little disappointed that the commissioner wanted to change this far in the season. It makes zero sense, and I don't know what he has to gain from it. So that's all I have on that. I want to talk about it and get it out there because it needs to be addressed. And if you're in leagues where people are like that, do what you got to do to fix it or get out. There are two running backs out there that I have a little bit of questions on, but you're definitely still starting them. And one is Dalvin Cook, and the other is James Robinson. Now, it has been said James Robinson has a little bit of a tougher schedule, and that's true. So, Dalvin Cook plays Tampa this week, and it's been made known that he is not 100%. He's playing beat up. What a shock. At least he's still playing. You're still starting him. The game last week was a little... He looked... If it wasn't for the carries and the amount of carries and him getting the yardage there in overtime and the reception saved his game because he didn't get into the end zone. But he's a tick slower. He's a tick slower right now, and it's because he's beat up and he's worn down. That happens. I'm still playing him. Got no choice. I'm invested in him in several leagues. He's got me this far. I'm going to see it through. I don't care about the strength of schedule for Dalvin Cook, and the same goes for James Robinson. He is the one shining ray of hope in Jacksonville of something that's been consistently good throughout the year. I made a trade for James Robinson in the Chumps League for the playoff push to see if I can take it and get to the championship in that league. So I'm hoping that between Dalvin Cook and James Robinson, they can anchor my team and get me into there. I've seen some questions and concerns, you know, throughout social media on the availability and the status of those two guys. I wanted to talk about it real quick. And, you know Dalvin Cook's my guy. Okay, I want to play him. I'd play him if he was half a leg because he still has a chance to score two touchdowns. Okay, and he had a passing game. His uptick in passing game last week is also a positive sign. If he can catch you five or six passes in PPR, that's going to help offset if he doesn't get in the end zone. Because we all know he's going to get the carries. So I'm full steam ahead on Dalvin Cook, James Robinson, and yes, absolutely, David Montgomery. I can't believe I'm saying that right now. But I like David Montgomery going forward. And I like what I've seen from him over the past couple of weeks. He's really come on strong. And, you know, he's one of the brighter spots there in Chicago. And, you know, I'm starting all three of those guys in leagues that I have him this week. A guy I'm in the C&D Podcast League told me a strategy a couple of weeks ago. And it's worked. It's worked for him. He makes moves throughout the course of the week. and picks up players that are playing against the Bengals, and to most extent, he's been successful with it. So even though they looked horrible last night, and they just were just terrible defensively, okay, I am pretty confident with starting some of these Dallas Cowboys this week. I'm going to fire up CeeDee Lamb in a league. Cooper in a league. Gallup's the one that's kind of on the outside looking in for me. Deep wide receiver 4 or 5 in flex positions. Because if you watch that game last night, that was the best Dalton's looked, I think. Okay, he had commanded the offense. He had a little bit of self-confidence throwing the ball. And it wasn't the offense's fault. We had some missed field goals, cost him 9 points, would have kept him in the game. That defense is horrible. It's too bad that Joe Burrow's not playing this week. He's out with the injury. Because he would chew up this Dallas defense. It's sad because there's nobody on the offense of the Bengals that I feel comfortable starting in this game. You know, other than if Burrow was there, then you'd feel really comfortable about starting a bunch of them. But I like Lamb. I like Zeke. I like Cooper. And you know, if you're in a pinch, Dalton Schultz is used in that offense. And against these Bengals, you know, you're probably going to see a different side of the Cowboys, you know, than we've seen over the past couple of weeks, because they've got a favorable matchup. Andy Dalton, I don't know. Two quarterback leagues, super flex, you know, yeah, you can play Dalton. One quarterback leagues, no. Find another option. If you're the streaming quarterback, you don't have anything else, you know, try to find another option in one quarterback leagues. Hopefully there's something else out there. Two quarterback, super flex, you know, he's probably going to put up enough numbers to keep you relevant if you're in a pinch. I'd still find somebody else. He wouldn't be my top 5 or 6 option as a, you know, in a two-quarterback system. But if you've got no other option and you got play Dalton, you can feel comfortable he's going to at least get you something, you know, out of that second quarterback's position. Arizona 6-6, New York Giants 5-7. This should be a get-right game for Arizona, hopefully. I mean, that Giants defense is pretty darn good. Blake Martinez is really good coming over from Green Bay. He anchors that defense, and they're pretty good. We need a big game from Kyler Murray. I'm worried a little bit. This is coming from a guy who has several shares of Kyler Murray, and Kyler Murray has pretty much gotten him to where I'm at in multiple leagues. He just doesn't look the same. He has a minor AC joint issue with his throwing arm, and it's kind of showing up. You know, I'm worried. Almost to the point where in a league where I have him, Josh Allen, and Ryan Tannehill, I'm thinking about going Tannehill over Kyler this week. That may be crazy, but I just his fantasy output since he's been dinged up has not been the same, and it's cost me a couple of wins over the past couple of weeks. One quarterback leagues, let's just say it. One quarterback leagues, Kyler, Andy Dalton. I'm still playing Kyler over Andy Dalton. It's because it's Kyler Murray. But in two quarterback leagues, I may see what other options I have and move from Kyler Murray. I mean, just to see. I don't want to get burned in the first week of the playoffs. Now, you also run the risk of him getting you this far, and you don't play him, and you overthink it. You put somebody else in, and, you know, Kyler goes off. You need to be confident in the person you play over Kyler Murray. If it's Tannehill, okay, Kirk Cousins would be another one I think comes to mind right quick that, you know, could have a decent game. But Tampa's defense is really good, and they're coming back off a bye. They should be rested. They may get some of their guys back. So, you know, maybe if it's Kyler or if it's Kirk Cousins, you know, maybe I tend to lean to Kyler. But, I mean, Cousins has been putting up big numbers here lately. You know, I wouldn't be afraid to go with him. wouldn't blame anybody at all if they want to go another option, as long as you have a solid option instead of Kyler Murray. If you can go on the waiver wire and find any shares of Kiki Kuti right now, go grab him. Waivers have cleared, and you wouldn't have to pay any fab for him right now. See if he's there. See if people haven't been paying attention, and see if Kiki's there. Okay, Fuller's out the rest of the year for performance enhancers, and Kiki Kuti has had an uptake over the past couple of weeks, and he's hot. He's a hot waiver wire acquisition this week, along with Cam Akers. So if he's there, and people have kind of, you know, fell asleep, or teams have not been paying attention because their teams are out of contention, you know, go see if he's there. It never hurts. He may be there. If he is, you know, he may be a viable option for you. You know, I know it's Chicago, and that defense is pretty good, but, you know, Deshaun Watson's pretty good, and he's been playing at a high level over the past month or two. So, you know, he's going to get some workload, and he's going to be a solid option for you. How about the Jets? 0-12, and they had the win. They had that game won, and they let it slip away. They let the Raiders squeeze back in there and take that game from them. So their reward is playing the 8-4 Seattle Seahawks, who need a win to keep themselves relevant. And Russell hasn't been playing all that great. This needs to be a bounce-back game for Seattle. And the Jets, that could take the wind right out of their sails. I mean, that could have just – they had that game won, you know, and that's one of the ones where they may just have folded up the tents and, you know, packed it all in, and this could be Seattle just going – just whopping them. This could be fire up all your Seahawks. Even Lockett, who's had a down couple of weeks, you know, fire them all up. Man, DK Metcalf is amazing. The dude just continues to just put up monster numbers after monster numbers. Definitely a find. If you have him in any dynasty league, congratulations. Speaking of the Raiders, they get the Colts this week. 8-4 Indy, taking on 7-5 Las Vegas. And the Raiders got away with one last week. They snuck one out. Henry Ruggs caught that long touchdown, and that was it. Not only for the Jets, that was also it for Greg Williams. They showed him to the door with his see you later papers this week, and playing man defense on the last play of the game like that, as opposed to being back in a zone or a prevent. You don't see that very often at the NFL level. That just shows you what an 0-12 team has become, you know, when that happens. Okay, Colts Raiders. Look, I was wrong about Jonathan Taylor last week. Somebody asked me my advice on the Facebook group about who to start. And afterwards I said, I hope you didn't listen to me, and I hope you started Jonathan Taylor because he had a really good game. And he seems to be, you know, reemerging, you know, in a viable sense in that offense. So you can feel comfortable starting him, you know, especially against the Raiders. He's going to see some work. Phillip Rivers, I'm still not big on the Phillip Rivers thing. And his wide receivers, Pittman, T.Y., you know, I don't have much faith in them. So I'm definitely trying to steer away from those guys just because it's the playoffs and you can't lose anymore. You lose now and you're done. So I don't have much faith in them. Same with the Raiders. Nobody on their offense really jumps out and says, you know, must start. That includes the quarterback, who's played at a really good level all season. I'm just not trusting any of those guys. And speaking of trust, as far as players go, I'll get to the Steelers here in a minute. And I got some real strong opinions on the Steelers that I'll get to here in just a little bit. But I'm not big on anybody in this game other than Jonathan Taylor as a solid. I feel comfortable playing anyone and expect them to produce anything other than just, you know, minimal points. If you're stuck with injuries or COVID or whatever and you want to play T.Y., I mean, that would be the guy that I think I would trust over all of them. He would be the one that I would say if I had to pick one, it'd be T.Y. Welcome back, Christian McCaffrey. Thanks for wrecking my fantasy league in the College to Canton League this year. Thanks for wrecking my playoff hopes. Thanks for not coming back 1 week sooner and helping me out. Now, I dug my own grave in that league, but you can't tell me that not having Christian McCaffrey all year didn't cost me at least two or three wins, and my record is a totally different flip-flop if I have him all season. So welcome back. You get to play Denver. So if you got Christian McCaffrey in any league, fire him up. You're not setting him for one thing because he's back from injury and he's going to be dynamic. And guess what? He's also a top two or three pick in your draft, so you're playing him. He's got Denver, and they're probably going to have the ball a lot. So he's probably going to have many, many opportunities. And, you know, I think he can definitely wreck a team who just squeaked into the playoffs and with McCaffrey on the bench or on IR all year long, and they're getting him back now, and they was lucky enough to weather the storm and make the playoffs. Those teams are legit threats now that he's back right in time for the fantasy playoffs. Instant boost to a team who just snuck in, you know, and not having him all season. Now he's back at, you know, precisely the right time. Kansas City, Miami, not going to spend much time on this. You're starting Mahomes, you're starting Hill, you're starting Kelsey. Okay, from Miami, Gaskin. And, you know, quarterback situation is up in the air. It could be Tua, it could be Fitz. You know, I'm staying away from all that. I just don't trust any of that in the fantasy playoffs. I'm trying to go away other places. I don't trust any of that noise. You know, on the Miami side, other than Gaskin, you know, as a running back three or four, you know, in deep starting lineups, you can play him, but other than that, staying away from it. 10-2 New Orleans, 3-8-1 Philly. Kamara owners, talking to you, Kane Harder. I'm talking to anybody who has Kamara. Okay, there was a question. Same question that was proposed, you know, on the Facebook group page. Do you start Kamara? I said, you can't bench Kamara. It's hard to bench him because you took him as a top five wide running back this year. Okay, yeah, his numbers have been down since Taysom Hill, you know, took over. He did get an end zone he got a touchdown last week, and, you know, it helped his game. There's a chance Drew Brees comes back in time for Kamara to be relevant in the fantasy playoffs. You're just going to probably need to weather the storm for one more week. And then if you can get Brees back, Kamara's stock goes back up. He's been down. His touchdown saved his game last week. But the Kamara owners are screaming for Drew Brees to come back and finish this out, so that Kamara is viable again and saving their season because he was taken so high. For Philly, I want no part of that offense now. Okay, before it was Miles Sanders. Now it's not even that. I don't trust that anymore. The wide receivers, you know, Jalen Reagor is an up-and-coming star. I don't trust him in my fantasy playoffs. It looks like they're going with Jalen Hurts. At the quarterback position, this is uncharted territory. You cannot trust that in the fantasy playoffs. You cannot. Go elsewhere. Do not play any of them. And if they have four touchdowns, you can say, well, Travis Fulgham had four touchdowns. I would rather that happen than me play him and he get one catch for 11 yards. I don't trust anything on that Philadelphia offense right now. Steer clear. Also, that New Orleans defense is good. DeMario Davis is a machine. Okay? They're good. They're going to slow Philadelphia down. And I know it's on the road. At least I'm pretty sure it's on the road. I don't care. I still like the Saints in this game, and I still think that, you know, their stars are going to shine. 9-3 Green Bay, 5-7 Detroit, battle of the NFC North. You're starting Rodgers, you're starting Davante Adams, tight end leagues, you're starting Tonyan. He's been a viable option and solid performer. you know, for the majority of the year, so you can feel comfortable, you know, starting him. And, you know, if he gets a touchdown, it's an added bonus, something you're probably not banking on, but you're definitely playing him in tight end leagues. For Detroit, DeAndre Swift's been a little dinged up. You know, Matthew Stafford has been playing well, and playing better, you know, than maybe some had anticipated, especially here lately. So, I mean, if you want to fire up Matthew Stafford and DeAndre Swift, if he's playing, go for it. Not really trusting anybody else. In deep slot positions for your flex, you can play Marvin Jones, you know, because he's definitely the definition of boom bust. And if you want to play him in hopes of a boom bust play, you know, totally get that. 11-1 Pittsburgh, 9-3 Buffalo. Pittsburgh coming off their first loss of the year to the Washington football team. And this is my rant on Pittsburgh, okay? I made a post on Facebook. I said, if I ever try to draft and or pick up an offensive player from Pittsburgh ever again, somebody remind me not to by punching me in the mouth. This whole year, I have relied on Chase Claypool again and again and again, and he has continued to bite me. I will no longer, ever again, trust any Pittsburgh offensive guy. Okay, I've maybe had one share of Ben Roethlisberger, maybe once in his career. He is the one constant on that team. Okay, he is the one constant. All those receivers are coin flip. It could be a Juju game, it could be a Deontay Johnson, and it could be a game where Chase Claypool scores 3 touchdowns. But you don't know. And I'm not trusting him in my fantasy playoffs. I got burnt for the past 2 weeks by Chase Claypool. I will no longer be burnt by that team. I don't like them that much anyway. So it's easier for me to move on from these guys. And it's like Claypool is the one who is the boom bust guy. And he has definitely busted, you know, over the past couple of weeks. And it cost me probably a number one seed in the league and probably also a free entry fee next year into a league. Because he did not do anything for me fantasy-wise. So it's not hard for me to move on from that once they, you know, I'll give you a week or two, you know, I haven't done anything. But when you've done less than you have more, you got to go. Got to move on. For the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen's been a welcome surprise, you know, against some of these teams that are tougher, you know, defensively. He has still played very well. 7th in passer rating, 5th in passing yards. He's tied for 6th for passing touchdowns. And he's 4th in completion percentage. Those are all some of those numbers. You get the yardage, you can see the touchdowns you get, but the completion percentage is the one that jumps out at me as, okay, this guy's he's putting it together. You know, this big kid from Wyoming with a huge cannon for an arm is putting it together. John Brown being out does hurt him. Definitely takes away one of the weapons. They got some issues in their running backs. Both of them got dinged up last week. So this is going to be a shootout, and Aaron Rodgers has been on fire all year. So Josh Allen's going to have to throw to keep this game competitive because I don't think they're going to be able to run much. So Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, a very solid year. Play all those guys. Green Bay, you're looking at Rodgers, Davante Adams, Pittsburgh, my mistake. Ben Roethlisberger, that's the only one I trust. Okay, he's the one that's going to throw the ball, but I can't put my trust in anybody on that receiving core. Now, if you only have one and you're thinking, well, you know, Juju, he's been my guy all year, yeah, then play Juju then. Okay, I'm just not comfortable with it because I just don't know where the ball's going to go. Baltimore, Cleveland, and this could be a very interesting game. Cleveland's for real. Cleveland's for real. And Baltimore was good, not great last night against the Cowboys starting out, and then they just poured it on because the defense was so terrible. Okay, it was a good game for Baltimore last night because it was kind of like a warm-up game. They'd been off all those days because of the COVID and the backups. And it was a good game for them to kind of get back into the feel of playing an NFL game. It was almost like a preseason game for them. They was able to get things going. I mean, Gus Edwards had a big game. You know, Dobbins was ripping off big, fast runs. Hollywood caught a touchdown. It was a good game for Baltimore to kind of get going because they got a tougher matchup this week against the Browns. Baker coming off a career game, huge game for him last week. Momentum, you know, on the Monday night in the big stage, we're going to see who can show up there in the battle of the AFC North. And if Cleveland can win this game and put a stranglehold on that division, and then in Pittsburgh could both find themselves in the playoffs, you know, when it's all said and done. Good game on Monday Night Football this week. You're firing up Chubb. You know, if you want to fire up Hunt, I wouldn't. Not in the playoffs. And if you're in leagues where you're still in the regular season and you still have a week to go and you want to play Hunt, then that's fine. But I'd steer away. Chubb, Baker, Landry. Jarvis Landry's been very good here recently. You can feel confident playing him. On the Baltimore side of it, it's Lamar. Mark Andrews is still, I haven't heard if he's playing or not. Probably still questionable. Have to check in on that. Him and Andrews. Hollywood's a coin toss. Not sure. And then that staple of running backs, I don't trust any of those guys in the fantasy playoffs. If you have to play one of them, you know, maybe it's Dobbins. He looked like he was the guy who had the most pop. He had some juice. And, you know, but I'm trying my best to stay away from all of that. You know, common theme on this podcast this evening is trying to focus on players that you feel comfortable with, you know, at the floor level. At the floor, these guys are going to get me X amount of points, whereas, you know, their ceiling may be higher, but their floor may be lower, and you're like, well, I want guys that are going to, that have done it all year, that I can count on, you know, and if they don't show up, well, it does happen. Perfect example, 2 years ago, Chumps League. I had Todd Gurley 2 or 3 years ago. Todd Gurley ran all over the NFL all season long, got to the playoffs, was hurt, tired, wore out, dinged up. I couldn't fault him for letting me down in the fantasy playoffs. You know, he got me that far, and he was just wore out, and, you know, he just wasn't the same in the fantasy playoffs. You know, he got me that far. So if you got guys that have got you there, you ride with those guys. If it is Juju, you ride with Juju. Just because I'm not going to doesn't mean that you shouldn't. I'm just saying I'm going after guys that I can think, okay, these guys are going to get me something. Get me something. Last one, Atlanta, L.A. Chargers. Atlanta 4-8, L.A. Chargers 3-9. Justin Herbert gets a bounce-back game this week. He was terrible last week. Cost some people some wins, myself included. You can run him back out there. Keenan Allen, run him back out there. Austin Eckler, run him back out there. Okay, for the Atlanta Falcons, if you have Younghoe Koo, if you're in a league where you have a kicker, and you have had Younghoe Koo throughout the entire year, my hat goes off to you. I drafted Younghoe Koo in a league where you start a kicker, and Younghoe Koo has single-handedly kept me afloat and helped me land a number two seed in a league just by his kicking this year. What a fantasy weapon he has been at the kicking position all season long for not only the Falcons but for your fantasy teams. Matt Ryan's going to throw the ball. If Julio's playing, which he's still dealing with injuries, and I have him in the firing squad league through Hitman Fantasy Productions, and I haven't been playing him. Hit a decent game last week, but I don't trust him. It's one play. He could have one catch and re-injure himself. I'm not going with him. I've gotten where I'm at so far without him. You know, I've kind of moved on. I tried to trade him before the deadline. I couldn't get any takers. So there's a reason for that. He doesn't get in the end zone very often. He does catch a lot of passes, but, you know, it's just like I said, it's one catch. He could tweak himself, get hurt again, and, you know, he's done. I'm not risking it. He's staying on the bench in round one of the fantasy playoffs in the firing squad league. So we've seen the good, we've seen the bad, and we've seen the ugly of this NFL season. Okay, if you weren't fortunate enough to make it to any fantasy playoffs, man, I do apologize to you. You know, it stinks. I'm sorry. I hate to hear that. But we've made it through the fantasy playoffs. We've made it through 2020, COVID years, players out, games getting backed up, all kinds of nonsense. We made it. So the good is we're going to see this through. We're going to see this through to the playoffs, and we're going to come through as fantasy champs. And we're going to have a little bit extra on our shoulder going into the offseason saying, I was able to win a championship through a 2020 COVID-19 season. And if you can do that and you can raise one up, that's what it's all about. That's all I got for you tonight. Thank you for listening. My name is Chris Strasbaugh. You can find me on Twitter at Hateful Hitman. Please do that. Hit me up. Hit me with some questions, comments, anything you got. I'd love to hear it. Love the feedback. You can find the podcast anywhere you listen to your podcast now. It's all over the place. Podbean, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio. I mean, you name it, it's out there. Good luck this week. If you're still playing, if you still have leagues going, keep battling. Maybe you're one win out, you need a win and some help. Keep scratching. We'll see how it goes. We'll talk next week and see how it goes on results. Have a good week. Good luck. See you next time on the Hitman Show.